are listening to the Daily Roundup here as part of the Reality Steve podcast. I'm your host, Reality Steve. Thank you all for tuning in. Good show for you today. We've got a lot of Bachelor in Paradise to talk about. We got the confirmation we needed about what's going on in Italy. And I've got some news regarding Bachelor filming that I tweeted out yesterday. And we will get to that momentarily.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It can be used on hard, non-porous surfaces like the kitchen, bathroom, and other areas in your home. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Dame Products. Dame has the new intuitive introductory vibrator called the Dip. Whether Dip is your first vibrator or the toy that helps you rediscover what feels good for you, it's designed to be unintimidating and to encourage pleasure exploration without shame. Go to dameproducts.com and use promo code REALITYSTEVE for 15% off of your first order. That's dameproducts.com, promo code REALITYSTEVE to take 15% off your first order. All right, let's get into it. Biggest story from yesterday was I got video from Italy in Rome of Victoria Fuller and Greg Grippo near the Trevi Fountain. I posted it on Twitter. I posted it on my Instagram stories. It will be in today's column as well. That's going to be up in a couple hours at realitysteve.com in case you haven't checked out either of those social media posts from yesterday that I did. And, you know, I mean, this was rumored over the weekend. However, the TikToker didn't provide any photo or video evidence. And then the one picture that Dave Neal posted, while it looked like it could be Victoria and Greg, it was from a distance and it was from behind. You didn't get to see any faces. My video yesterday, while only 6 seconds long, you could clearly see both of their faces. It is Victoria. It is Greg. It lines up with everything that Dave heard. It lines up with everything that I had heard in the last 6 weeks. It is them. There's no doubting it. There's no, hey, I don't know if that's Greg. It's Greg. Like, let's just stop. And here's the other thing. I can't believe I have to say this, but I do want to explain this to people who are still questioning, is this Greg and how do we know that's him and it doesn't look like him? Here's what you got to know. Greg and Victoria, this has been news for 4 days now. Dave put this out there on Saturday. Today is Wednesday. All these people have their phones. As far as I know, there's internet service in Italy. Those two have their phones on them. They know exactly what is being said about them. So if let's just take your word for it, the people that are the naysayers, and say that's not Greg and it's not Victoria. Okay. If you're Greg Grippo and you're Victoria Fuller and two different major Bachelor reporting sites are saying Victoria Fuller and Greg Grippo are in Rome, Italy together right now, and you are Greg Grippo and Victoria Fuller and you're not together right now in Italy, the first thing you do is go to your Instagram and deny it, or at least post something that shows I'm not in Italy. You know, show something driving in your car in your hometown or whatever. They haven't addressed this. It's further proof that it's them. Like, I don't know. I can't believe I have to explain that to people. But, guys, if it wasn't them, they would be jumping at the chance to prove places like myself and Dave Neal, probably places that they're not fond of, especially Victoria. She clearly doesn't like me. The first thing that she would do would try and prove me wrong. It's been 4 days. She hasn't said one word. She hasn't posted anything that shows where she is or her location to show, I'm not in Italy with anybody. Guys, it's them. Like, there's nothing to debate here. You know? I heard, like I said, rumblings 2 weeks ago that there is something going on between them. I put it in Monday's podcast. I put it in yesterday's podcast. I put it in yesterday's column. And yet still yesterday when I posted, here's Greg and Victoria in Rome, people are like, I thought Victoria was engaged to Johnny. Like, you know, it just like slap your head. You just can't win. It's like no matter what I do, no matter how many different avenues I put it out on, social media, Instagram stories, Twitter, my column, I still have people thinking that Victoria and Johnny are together. Now, granted, I just put that out on Monday that they're not, and they broke up over a month ago. But that's what I'm talking about. Like, what else am I supposed to do? And it's not like one or two people said I thought that she was engaged to Johnny. It's like almost 90% of the responses I got yesterday on Instagram and Twitter when I posted that of Victoria and Greg being in Italy was, I thought she was engaged to Johnny. And it's like, you know, you just kind of shake your head, you slap your forehead, and you're just like, I don't know what else to do at this point, you know? So I'm not going to worry about it too much. I put it out there Monday. I put it out there Tuesday. It's out there again today. You know, it was out there in three different locations over the last 2 days before I posted the video yesterday. Now, with that video being posted, again, all it does is prove that Victoria and Greg are in Italy. Now, do you go to Italy with somebody that you just met? No, you don't. Clearly, they've been seeing each other for a while, which is what I had heard. You could ask all the questions you want about what are they thinking? Why are they doing this? Did they think they wouldn't get caught? I don't know. You have to ask them. Clearly, they don't care. I think, though, I just think the biggest thing is, like I said, this still doesn't prove that there's that cheating happened. Like I said, Dave is sticking behind that story, and I have no idea if he's right or not, but his stories and his sources tell him that, so I have no reason to doubt that his sources are wrong. But it's also something that I don't think they're ever going to be able to prove. But here's the thing, and here's the whole take on everything for me. The whole thing about her being in Italy with Greg, it's just savage all around. Whether she cheated on Johnny with Greg or not, you know, to jet set to Rome with another guy in Bachelor Nation roughly a month after you end an engagement, like, she's just not going to win many people over with that. The optics of it look terrible. Him too. Like, if you say, like, look, I already know what the defense of Victoria and Greg's going to be. Hey, they're single. They can do what they want. Yes, nobody's saying they can't be together. And again, kind of like the Michael and Danielle thing, we're not talking about this relationship in particular. But it's very convenient of you just to ignore how they got to this point. Like, you don't think that's roughly, you don't think there's anything wrong with her ending an engagement a month ago and jet setting off to a romantic getaway with Greg Grippo, a guy from the franchise, within a month of ending an engagement? Like, nothing wrong with that to you people. And look, if you say there's nothing wrong with that, I guess I'm not going to convince you. To me, that sucks. It's savage. It's callous. But it seems to be on brand for Victoria, what we know about her past. I'm just letting her actions speak for themselves. I don't even have to say anything about her. Just continue letting her behavior speak for itself. I'm just saying, drama follows this woman everywhere. And you know who's the number one constant in all this drama all the time? Her. She's the one that's always involved. Whether it's with Chris Soules, whether it's with Johnny, whether it's with Greg Grippo, whether it was with Peter. Who's the one constant in all four of those? Her. Like, it's just, I think it's savage. And I think, like, can she do it? Yes. Is she hurting? Is she physically harming anybody? No. But could she have waited until the fucking finale of Paradise aired at least? Look, you can see Greg privately. Go spend a weekend with him. Come spend a weekend with you. I'm not saying they can't see each other. What I'm saying is, can you do it on the down low until your engagement, even though it's already over now in real time, has ended? Can you do it until it at least airs on TV and you can go film? Hell, go film next Friday the Bachelor in Paradise reunion taping. And then go off with Greg, because at least you'll have talked about it publicly that Johnny and I are no longer together. She hasn't even said on camera yet that her and Johnny broken up. And she's off jet-setting to another country? I mean, come on. It's not necessary. And I think anybody that's defending them is just somebody that wants to defend Victoria Fuller and says, I have it out for her. But I'm sorry. It's bullshit. She didn't have to do it. But she did because she seems to be a very callous and calculated person. That's all. Still who she is. Her actions speak for themselves. But yeah, all that does is prove that they are there in Italy. And, you know, we'll see what happens at the, now that it's been proven, we'll see what happens at the Bachelor in Paradise reunion taping next Friday. I gotta believe Johnny's gonna say, like, well, you seem to move on quick. He's gonna bring it up. He can't not. He now knows about it for sure. I mean, I think when two people this past weekend in Italy said they swore it was them and didn't provide evidence, once again, this goes to the point I've made the last 2 days. Just because people can't produce receipts doesn't necessarily mean it's not true. So those people in Italy, the TikToker, could not provide a receipt, but she said, I saw Greg Grippo and Victoria Fuller at the Colosseum in Rome. And then, of course, a lot of people doubted it because why? Because she didn't provide any video or any photo evidence. Then someone sent a picture to Dave Neal, and while it was far away, it could still be doubted. I doubted it because I was like, I can't really tell. I'm not saying it's not true, but I'm not saying it is. I just couldn't tell. That video is clear. Victoria and Greg are there, not to mention when you already had two people, random fans out there, say they saw them, and then that video comes up yesterday that I post. It's like, this is exactly what I'm talking about. You can make something can be true without hard evidence. So clearly, the TikToker was right, and the other fan that saw them in Italy was right. And they didn't provide any 100% concrete evidence. So we got to keep that in mind going forward.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
As for the Bachelor in Paradise episode last night, here's something that is just, it's starting to drive me nuts with this show and with just this season. It's like, we've seen the couples. We've seen people change their mind. Logan has changed his mind. He liked Shanae. She went off. He found a connection with Kate. Jacob liked Jill. She went off. He found a connection with Kate. Ultimately, it didn't work out with Kate. But he was honest to Jill and said, just not feeling it with you. We saw Rodney have feelings for Lace. She goes off. Eliza comes in. He's got feelings for her. Like, this is season 8. This is what the show is. Feelings are going to change. Production is going to fuck with you somehow. Someone who swears up and down that they like you will like someone else a day later. We are 8 seasons in now. Why are these people freaking out? If you don't know this by now and you feel like you're going to get hurt, don't go on the show. Because this is what it is. Nothing we're seeing this season hasn't happened in every other season numerous times. Yes. Some guy will tell a girl he's into her, he'll spend all day on the daybed with her, he'll hold her hand, he'll hug her, he'll kiss her, and 2 days later he's going to like somebody else. It's going to happen. And the same thing, vice versa, for women. There's going to be women who are into a guy, and another guy comes down and she's into him more. This is what this show is. This is what dating is, period. I just cannot believe the amount of people that are just losing their shit over somebody who tells them they like somebody else better now. Oh, God. It's just the same stories, you know? You know, and look, people have sided with Kate since last night. People have sided with Shanae since last night. My thing with Shanae is she was doing great for the first 7 episodes. But I'm sorry, in episode 8 last night, we got the Shanae that we saw in Clayton's season. When something doesn't go her way, she resorts to personal attacks. What was the point of her telling Kate or saying about Kate in an ITM she sounds like a man? That is a straight personal attack, which is what she did all season on Clayton's season in her ITMs talking about the other women. She feels threatened. She feels like she's losing on something. She, you know, shit-talked Genevieve to holy hell on the 2-on-1 date on Clayton's season. This is what she does. And yet, people are going to her defense last night. You know, it's not saying you have to love Kate. Clearly, everybody in this franchise, I've said this for years, everybody in this franchise has fans. Everybody in this franchise has people that don't like them. Nobody is universally liked. But just because I point out what Shanae did doesn't mean I'm, oh my God, I'm all over Team Kate. Like, I don't care what Kate does. I don't care if Kate and Logan break up in 3 days or if they get married and stay married for 70 years. It does not matter to me. What I'm commenting on is pointing out facts. The fact is, Shanae didn't get her way. Logan dumped her after she came back to him and said she was all about him, even though when she was over on the separation, she was all about Tyler and wanted to have sex with him, but Jill ruined her game. We all remember that last week, don't we? Or last episode? Or maybe it was last week. She was all about sleeping with Tyler. But then Jill wouldn't leave them alone. Do we forget that? And then she comes back to the beach and she's all about Logan. And Logan doesn't want her. And because he likes Kate, she has to insult Kate and give a personal attack. That's what I'm saying. Like, how do people not see this? I'm not saying just making stuff up out of thin air. It's what she said on the show. And this is my reaction to what she said on the show. She resorts to personal attacks when she doesn't get her way. Period. End of story. That's what that was, a personal attack on the way Kate speaks, something she can't control. It just, and it's very hypocritical of her when she was clearly 100% into Tyler, and the only reason she came back to Logan and said, I want to be with you, you're the one for me, was because Tyler went to Brittany during the separation. If Jill wouldn't have interrupted them, and Tyler would have slept with and had sex with Shanae, would Shanae have been all up gung-ho about jumping right back into the beach and going straight to making a beeline for Logan? Probably not. Like, the short-term memory of some people is fascinating. So, yeah, this was the Shanae that we saw in Clayton's season. For 7 episodes, she was great. Episode 8 last night, not so great. That's all we're saying. That's it. We have an update on filming for Zach's season of The Bachelor, and it is in Hungary, Budapest, Hungary. There was a Instagram account. Let me pull her up. Rachel Davis, R-A-C-H-E-Y-Y-D is her Instagram account. And she took a picture last night of Jesse Palmer in Budapest, Hungary. I messaged her because she put it on her Instagram stories. I messaged her. She said, yeah, Zach was there. Didn't get a picture of him, but Zach was just off. In the picture I took of Jesse, he was just off to the side. So they are clearly in Budapest, Hungary. If I'm not mistaken, I know they went there for Ali's season. They were in Hungary for Ali's season. I don't think they've been back to Hungary since. So we're talking probably 20 seasons have passed since they were in Hungary. So, yeah, they are filming episode 7 in Hungary, which means, as you know, episode 8 is hometown dates. So hometown dates will probably start next week. Or they will start next week. And I have a good idea who three of the four are going to be. And then I'm just waiting to see exactly what happens in Hungary and what gets broken down there. But yeah, they're in Hungary and maybe some stuff will get out. Maybe not. I mean, that picture got out, but in terms of dates, we'll see. We'll see. And one final thing I want to leave you with. Did you see this video of Hailey Bieber talking about Dux Moi? Someone sent it to me. I thought this was a really good, and this is exactly my issue with Dux Moi. It's why I've said I'm not a fan of what they do. It was on an Instagram reel. I'm just going to put my phone up to the microphone so you can listen to it. I'm going to include it in today's column as well, but you can watch this. And this is exactly, I mean, Hailey Bieber and I are on the same wavelength here. It's like we share a brain. This is exactly my feelings toward Dux Moi.
Hailey goes to the grocery store in Los Angeles. It's not uncommon for someone to text in, just saw Hailey at the grocery store, and they might even take a picture, and then it's put up on this account, and millions of people can see it. I mean, do you think that kind of thing is fair?
I think what I will say, the thing that I don't appreciate about it, is that they just don't fact check anything. So everything they put out, they'll put out any made up anything. You know, somebody could say that, you know, I smacked you in the face when we were sitting up here, and then even try to fact check that, which I think is annoying and disappointing. And I think that celebrities already have to deal with not having a lot of privacy, and I know that comes with the territory, and that's to be expected as somebody in the spotlight. But I think there's something that feels a little bit mean about it, and like this gossip girl kind of weird energy behind it,
like anonymous notices
that I don't appreciate. Yeah, I know the woman who started it as well, so you know, I just felt like I worked with her when I was a teenager, and I just kind of don't appreciate what it's turned into.
Yeah, so I mean, it's exactly what we've talked about with Dux Moi for the longest time, and it's not just Dux Moi, it's any news organization that just posts stuff without doing any sort of vetting. And it doesn't make any sense, and it leads to bad things. It leads, you know, misinformation is probably one of the biggest social media problems we're having right now. And, you know, I know you guys love gossip, and I know you guys love hearing stuff, and oh my gosh, I love Dux Moi and all the stuff that they do, but you realize you're feeding into a monster that's not doing this country any favors, right? Like, I know this is on the entertainment end, and you're going to say it's not as important as some of the other misinformation that's being put out there by politicians and stuff, but I mean, you're literally running with stuff and probably sending it to your friends when you read something on Dux Moi on a site that literally says in their bio, statements made on this account have not been independently confirmed. This account does not claim any information published is based in fact. I mean, that's just, it's mind-boggling to me. And it has nothing to do with any sort of jealousy, because I don't want to be in the gossip game. I did that, and clearly it backfired on me a couple times, and I got out of it. I don't want to have anything to do with this gossip game. You literally are taking stuff from a site who admits they don't claim any of the information they're publishing as fact, yet they're sitting there and publishing it. Like, what? This is allowed? They wrote a book. They've got a podcast. They've got 1.6 million followers. I mean, I know. I guarantee some of you are going to take this as, you know, whatever, sour grapes. It's not at all. I've just become so hardened to the misinformation campaign that goes on online in the entertainment world, in the politics world, and it drives me nuts. And you know why? Because I was part of it about 2 or 3 years ago, and all the time before that. It's been about 2 years since I said, look, I got to have some facts. I got to have some proof. I got to have something. When I heard 6 weeks ago, someone emailed me, Johnny and Victoria have broken up. Did I run with that? No. When I heard 2 weeks ago that Greg Grippo and Victoria Fuller were in some sort of communication and they were definitely talking, texting, dating, hooking up, whatever, did I run with that? No. But that would have been juicy shit for my audience. You guys would have eaten it up, and it would have been I would have put it out there, and then it would have gotten all over the Instagram accounts. Probably some of the entertainment sites would have picked it up, but I'm not going to do it anymore. And so when I see Dux Moy getting so much popularity from all this, when they literally have on their bio, "We don't claim any information published is based in fact," I've got a problem with that. And I'm glad that Hailey Bieber spoke out. Hell, Hailey Bieber said she knows the woman behind it. She should fucking out her. Why not? She clearly doesn't align with what this woman is doing. I'm just saying. I can't tell you what sites to read and what sites not to read, but just know what you're feeding into anytime you've read something on Dux Moy and sent it to a friend and took it as fact. You know? She's dead right. Anybody can send them anything and they will post it. And then, do you think most people on the internet, when they read something, really fact check themselves? Like, you know what? I just read this on Dux Moy, but I want to know if this is really true. Let me do a deep dive and go search. No. They take it as fact. Dux Moy can put all they want on their bio about nothing. They claim any information published as fact. The problem is 95% of the people that read their stuff take it as fact. And that's what sucks. And it just sucks because it's happening in the entertainment world. It's happening in politics. Hell, it happens in sports as well. It's just, that is the biggest problem with social media. Misinformation campaign. Any information that I've put out that's wrong isn't because I just want to throw it out there and see if it sticks. It was because I believed it to be true. I think there's two very different things at play there. If I'm wrong on something, like I was about possibly episode 6 being in Sweden, yeah, because I got information that Zach was on a plane from London to Sweden, and I got it shown to me behind the scenes. So, of course, naturally, I'm going to think the episode's filming in Sweden. Okay, apparently Sweden wasn't his last stop, and he went to Estonia from Sweden. You don't think I maliciously put that out to be like, yeah, I just want to make everyone think they're in Sweden when I know they're in Estonia. I didn't know they were in Estonia until the date showed up of him on the date with Charity Lawson. So that's the kind of things that I'm talking about. Dux Moy is putting stuff out there purposely knowing that they have no idea if it's true or not. And I think that just sucks. I think that's horrible journalism. There you go. But I've said that 1,000 times, and nothing's ever going to change. But I want to make it known because of that clip from Hailey Bieber, which I will also put in today's column, which will be up in a couple hours on realitysteve.com. So thank you all for tuning in. Really appreciate it. And we are back tomorrow with two podcasts. We've got your daily roundup tomorrow and your Thursday podcast, hopefully, because I'm recording today with your Big Brother 24 winner, Taylor Mack. So thank you all for listening. I will talk to you tomorrow. See you.